Folks, what do you do along about this time of the day when you want to forget your cares and your worries and get a few chuckles? Well, you just naturally turn your radio dial to this station and enjoy another visit with Lum and Abner. And what do you do when a disagreeable cold is making your life seem miserable? Well, we hope that you just naturally rely on the product that brings you Lum and Abner, Alka-Seltzer. For the relief Alka-Seltzer offers for the dull, achy misery of a cold is really welcome and pleasant. What's more, if your cold causes a sore throat, you'll like the comforting relief Alka-Seltzer offers when used as a gargle. Just try it, won't you? The next time you catch cold, take care of yourself, get lots of rest, eat sensibly, dress wisely, and take Alka-Seltzer. Now, all druggists have Alka-Seltzer tablets in 30 and 60 cent size packages. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, another day of Cedric's trial has passed, and it looks as though Squire Skimp, attorney for Winifred Redfield, has moved another step toward a favorable verdict for his client. All this is forgotten for the moment, however, because this is the regular meeting night for the Golden Era Discussion Club. Due to another set of excuses from member Ulysses S. Quincy, the meeting is being held at Grandpappy Spears' home. As we look in on the little community today, we find most of the members already gathered in Grandpap's parlor. Listen.
Yeah, here, I'll take your muffler, Abner. Don't throw it on the umbrella stand.
Oh, all right. Well, howdy, Long.
Yeah, hello, Abner.
Evening, Ulysses. Doggies, did Grandpa Master beat me here tonight?
Yeah, it looks like it. He said he wanted to get some sleep in before the meeting started tonight.
You mean that he's actually planning on waking up and joining us in the meeting for a change?
No, but he claims the last couple of meetings was so short he just barely did get time to get to sleep when it was time to wake up and go home again.
Oh.
This way he can sleep longer.
For the land's sake.
I still say we oughtn't to let old codgers like him in our club.
He's a month and 4 days younger than you, Grandpa.
Now, wait, let's don't get that argument started again. We want to keep these meetings on a friendly base.
Well, I'm for that, and I never meant to do no arguing. I was just telling the truth. That's
well,
what
you
I
weren't no
I was,
Peabody. I'll show you the birth records to prove it. If I had them, I would anyway.
Yeah, if you
I'm at least 9 months younger than Grandpa.
Somebody at the door there.
Oh, yeah, but someday I'll get them birth records.
Peabody, I'll show you.
Oh, come in, Cedric. I'll show you where you're wrong.
Yes. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Abner. Mr. Long, Mr. Grandpa, Mr. Ulysses.
Okay, Cedric.
You're late again tonight, Cedric. Can't expect to get yourself cultured if you're going to be late to all these meetings.
Yes, Mom, but I couldn't leave right in the middle of a pinball game.
Pinball? Now, Cedric, you'll never get cultured playing that pinball machine.
No, Mom, I know I won't. Not with the low scores I've been making lately, I know. Though I made a single good score since my trial started.
You ain't coming.
I believe I must be worried, I think.
Well, you ought to be worried, Cedric. Lum says you might lose this breaching of promise suit.
Abner, don't say such things as that.
That's what you
said. Cedric, don't you worry now. Squire ought to be done putting his witnesses on the stand tomorrow, and then Abner can put Wimpy Foster on there. He can tell how everything actual happened.
Will I win, then?
Well, I can't guarantee it, but Wimpy will help your case awful lot, I can tell you that.
Who was that doctor Squire put on the stand today? I never did get his name.
Me neither. I don't believe he's actual a doctor. He don't look like none.
No, he don't.
I never believe nothing he said, neither.
You never, huh?
If Winifred Redfield was in such a broke-up condition as he claims she was, she wouldn't have been able to sit there in the courtroom.
Why, of course she wouldn't. The way she giggled every time anybody looked at her. Never looked to me like she was nervous and upset from Cedric leaving her at the church.
No, and here's another thing. Wait a minute. We ain't supposed to be discussing this case in front of Ulysses and Grandpa Masters. They're both on the jury.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Of course, Grandpa's asleep, though.
Yeah, he might have heard her so. You'll forget all this, won't you, Ulysses?
Okay.
By the way, you left your lunch pail in the jury box today, Ulysses. You can pick it up tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, I reckon we better get the meeting started. I got a good subject for the discussion tonight.
I hope it's a good, high-class, cultured one. That's what I like.
Sit down, Cedric.
Well, this one.
Yeah, here we go. The fifth meeting of the Pine Ridge Golden Era Discussion Club will now come to order. All them present at the meeting, please signify by the same sign.
Okay.
Nudge Grandpa Masters there, Abner. I don't mind him sleeping, but I don't want him snoring to interrupt us now.
Yeah, I'll stop him.
We'll now have the reading of the minutes of the last meeting. All right, Mr. Secretary.
Yeah, well, wait till I get them out of my pocket now.
Gilroy Adams got a haircut today. I seen him down to barbershop.
Uh-huh. Where'd I put them things? Oh, here they
are. I said hello to him, and he said hello. Nice feller, Gilroy.
The fourth meeting of the Golden Hair Discussion Club was held at the home of Abner Peabody. Looks like they're all held there. And was presided at by President Edwards. the high-class culture subject of Leonard Benke's painting, the Mona Lisa, was discussed. It was suggested we use this picture for the Jot 'em Down Store's 1943 calendars, but we finally decided to use a picture of a Indian with a feather in her hair instead. Refreshments were served, and we all come away from the meeting more cultured than when we went in.
That's good. Thank you very much, Mr. Sexton. All in favor accepting the minutes as read, please signify by the same sign.
Hey. Okay.
Just move. Nudge Grandpa Masters again there, Abner.
Yeah.
Fellow members, we come now to this evening's discussion, and I know it'll be a gooder, just like all our other ones has been. The subject for tonight is architecture.
Archie what?
Architecture.
Oh.
I've got a book here that gives an outline of ancient and modern architecture. I'll read a couple of sentences out of this book just to get us started.
Architecture?
You know, we ought to get Gilroy Adams to join the club. He's a nice fella. Seen him at the barbershop today. Hey, Shep Grandpapa, let me read this. In this outline, the author has attempted to trace architectural methods from the early
Mud Hut to
the modern...
Are you sure that feller's name is architecture? I don't recollect nobody of that name around here. Can you, Grandpa?
Maybe he means Archie Snyder.
Who?
Archie Snyder, you recollect him. Lived over there west of Odin.
No, I don't believe I do.
Worked out there at old Max Filling Station.
Well?
Then he quit there to go away to college.
Hmm.
Went 4 years, I believe. Done awful good there, too, his papa said.
Well?
Then he come back to Odin and finally worked himself back into his old job at Max Filling Station.
Well, good for him. Doggone, I wish I could have went to college.
Oh, yeah, me too. Nothing like it.
No sense. Okay.
Wait a minute, sir. Let me read this sentence I started. To trace architectural methods from the earliest mud hut to the modern...
Was Archie Snyder that red-headed feller that went with Irma Quigley for a while?
Yeah, that's someone.
Yeah. He
was a feller that come back from college with that good idea he learned there.
Hmm.
It was based on some scientific principle, he claimed.
What idea was that?
Oh, he claimed it was better to wear your garters so that place where they fasten onto your socks is on the outside instead of the inside of your leg.
On the outside?
Sitch priddle-praddle.
That's what I say. A feller's leg was made to wear them garters towards the inside. They'd a regular groove right there next to your shin. That's what that was put there for, special for garters.
I don't care. Archie Snyder claims his other way is a scientific way to do it.
Hmm.
Holds your socks up better. I know it does mine.
Do you wear yours that way?
Oh, sure. Just look here once.
Well,
that ought to show you Archie Snyder knows what he's talking about right there.
Well, I do know. Look here, Long.
Yeah. Do you actually believe that's better way, Grandpa? Of
course it is.
Just roll your pants leg up once and compare your socks with mine. Go ahead, Abner.
All right, I might die sure, though. The inside's the best way.
All right, now, just looky there.
Huh?
See how your socks kind of wrinkle down on the outside of your legs?
Why, yeah. Yeah, doggy, they do wrinkle there, don't they? Of course, yours wrinkle a little on the inside, though.
Yeah, but which side of your ankles do other folks see the most?
Huh?
Outside, of course.
Huh?
Well, that's the side you ought to keep the wrinkles out of.
I never had thought of that before.
Mine sort of wrinkle on the outside, too. Believe I'll try that other way once, just for the fun of it.
Well, it might be all right for college boys and grandpap, but I ain't gonna change. That groove was put in my leg for some reason, and it must have been for the snaps on your garter, so I'm gonna stick to it.
Pennies, I believe this is a pretty good idea, grandpap.
Of course it is.
Archie Snyder says it's based on a scientific principle. Just try it once, Abner. Holds the socks up good that way.
Well, I'll try it, but I ain't going to wear them that away regular, though. I know that.
Try it once, Ulysses.
Okay.
Think I'll turn my garters around, too.
How do you like that, Abner?
Well, it don't feel so bad. I don't like it, though.
Oh, I do. Just stand up once and walk around, though. Seems like it gives your socks more susport or something. How do you like them that way, Ulysses?
Okay.
Now, get up and walk around, though. That gives you a better idea how they feel.
Okay.
Oh, God, this idea ain't no good. My socks just fall down.
They do. Oh, well, wait a minute here, Cedric. You got them on upside down. You can't fasten your socks to them that way.
Well, I noticed that same thing. How you reckon that happened, Rickett?
Well, here, fix them like Grandpa's got his. Look there. Of course, it might not work with them garters you got. They don't look like very good ones.
They're supposed to be good ones. Man said they was.
What's them things made out of, cellophane?
No, Mom, he said they was made out of glass.
Glass?
Glass garters.
Why, glass can't bend that away, Cedric. You got skinned on them. After this, just buy the regular elastic and metal garters.
Yes, metal garters. I'll recollect
that. Yeah, do that. All right, Dogis, wait a minute. Look at the clock. It's time for the refreshment. Sure the world.
Refreshment?
Yeah, tell Aunt Charity to bring them in, Grandpa.
Wait a minute. We can't have refreshments yet. We ain't even started the discussion.
Well, we have, Donnie. We've been discussing here for a half an hour.
Yeah, we've been talking about metal garters.
Well, that's the subject, ain't it? That's what you read us out of that book.
I never done no such a thing. Fact is, I never even finished the first sentence in the book.
Well, don't you recollect, Lon, you read us about Archie Snyder?
No, I never. I said architecture.
Huh?
That ain't got nothing to do with metal garters, I can tell you that. Now, everybody sit down again, and I'll start reading this book again.
Well, I'm hungry.
Hey, Chef Edmund. In this outline, the author has attempted to trace architectural methods from the earliest mud hut to the modern... Well, I'll be dead, Blaine.
What's the matter?
And, Granny, if I didn't see it wrote down here, I never would believe it.
Wouldn't believe what, Mom?
They got it spelled wrong, but there it is, plain as day.
Huh?
They used a I instead of an A.
Used a I instead of an A in what?
Just listen to this. From the earliest mud hut to the modern metal girder.
Why, sure, metal garters. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Come on, Grandpap, get out the refreshments. The meeting's over.
Friends, when we tell you that penny for penny, unit for unit, you can't buy a better vitamin B-complex product than one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets, you can accept that as an absolute fact because every statement you hear on these programs about vitamins has been carefully checked by a staff of competent doctors. Well, you may say, that's fine, but I don't need any B-complex vitamins. I'm not sick. Folks, you don't have to be sick to need B-complex vitamins. If you're inclined to be nervous and irritable, if you tire easily, or if your digestion isn't what it should be, it may be that the cause of your trouble is a lack of sufficient B vitamins. And if such is the case, well, start taking one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets made by Miles, the brand which offers you in a single tablet your full minimum daily requirements of all the B-complex vitamins whose requirements have been established. Well, you say, what about the cost? Well, now, because you take but a single tablet each day, the cost is only 90 cents for a full 30-day supply. You better play it safe, then, and ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets right away. And don't forget, your druggist has another high-quality, low-cost vitamin product of the Miles Laboratories, one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets. One-a-day is the registered trademark of Miles Laboratories. So be sure and look for that big one on both packages.